Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. And I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. And I could probably do this all day, so why don't you just go ahead and Google Review and Roast and or Comic Roast, and you'll find all kinds of good stuff.
Hashtag Review and Roast.
Hashtag no one asked you. Ooh, see if we can get that trending. Anywho, today we are here to talk to you about Season 2 of Jessica Jones, which at this point has been out...
a minute.
For about 5 weeks. We finished it a while back, but we just haven't had time to sit down and talk. So after, brushing up on the final episode, we're ready to discuss... So last season ended off with Jessica ending Kilgrave, or ending their relationship, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And this season is, starting fresh with a whole new storyline. It doesn't involve, Kilgrave at all, obviously. Which was a little disappointing because I'm a huge fan of David Tennant, and I didn't want to see him, go away so fast.
Right.
I would have, we've talked about this before. Like, every Marvel movie there is, they literally kill off every villain after every movie or every season, and it's like, dude,
goes back to the old joke about the Marvel and DC, DC's all so dark and all this stuff, but Marvel's the witty, banterful mass murderers. What I mean? Everyone in Marvel literally kills everybody.
See, and here's my argument with that, I guess. Yes, the Marvel movies have a lot of the comedy relief that, is good for Family Time USA. Mm-hmm. But Marvel's TV shows on Netflix are very much in more of the DC vein, where they're darker. Mm-hmm. Which everyone has no problem with it, unless it's DC that does it. So I'm starting to think people just like to complain about DC.
It's just DC hating. It's just too easy to. Because yeah. DC characters, to be honest, are much more iconic and easier for a non-fan to just throw his hands up and say that sucks.
Yeah.
Where it's not really, Drax actually isn't gray. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew who the fuck he was until that movie came out. Myself included, to be honest. I mean, I've probably seen him on a cover or something, but I never really read any Guardians. So, same with Jessica Jones. Who knew who she was? Jewel from... comics. Nobody knows that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
that's what I think.
Marvel definitely has the the benefit of just releasing characters that no one knows shit about anyway, so they can do whatever the hell they want.
I mean, you got your Captain America and Iron Man and Thor, but
see, I'll give you Captain America, but Iron Man and Thor, I think we're still,
Thor was Thor's obviously a known name. Iron Man was not.
People knew of them. Nobody knew anything about them.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, the only... And
everyone knows Spider-Man. Everyone knows Captain America. And that was basically it.
And not talking shit, I feel like I'm the only guy that knew who Iron Man was before that movie came out.
Well, you're the only one I know that actually, was reading the comics 20 years ago.
Yeah, legit, my first job in comic shop sorting comics, we were paid in store credit.
Here we go with I'm the only guy in this group that's ever worked at a comic book store.
And I had to walk uphill. In the snow.
We'll get to that later. You're going to love this one.
Oh, great.
So those of you that are still with us, we're talking about season 2 of Jessica Jones. Basically, that's gross. The whole season kind of revolves around trying to figure out Jessica's origins through the...
Inadvertently.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to.
Right. She doesn't care, but Trish stumbles onto some files... for IGH, which is the quote-unquote medical research facility that had a hand in quote-unquote creating Jessica Jones.
Mm-hmm. And there may be others.
And yes, there may be others, which we're obviously going to get to in a short bit here. Mm-hmm. So at this point, you still have, you know, Malcolm is, you know, the recovering. He's fairly well recovered at this point, I'd say, but he's more involved with Jessica and her work now, which
is almost more keeping her
in line.
He's more of like her secretary. Nanny, almost. You know what I mean? Like taking care of her more than anything.
Really. Yeah, gets her out of bed in the morning, makes sure she's got her schedule ready. Gets, you know, he's basically an amazing secretary.
Yep.
That she fires on a daily basis, and then he shows up the next day with coffee and crumpets, and they go about their business. The one thing that they do start out with pretty quickly is what was their rival PI?
Chen.
I forget the name of the investigation.
Services. It doesn't super matter. All you need to know is right out of the gate in season two, he's got it out to take Jessica Jones out.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this right away. They turned him into a bitch.
Yeah.
And B, the first episode or two of Terry Chen, I was like, this season's going to rule because this guy's awesome. And then basically he gets butthurt and wants to sue Jessica for everything she's got, which was kind of lame.
Because she's got nothing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was just, yeah, I was,
I just didn't understand why you had to throw it in there.
To be honest, in the beginning, when we first met him, I was like, man, this is going to roll. Like, I kind of like this guy. He's kind of a dick. Seems super cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. He just seemed like a great character. And then, you know, they were bumping heads a smidge. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you remember he sent a guy in, and then that guy was murdered.
Yep. And a lot of murdering going on.
He was super upset, like, you stopped my guy. Well, yeah, your guy also had my laptop in his fucking hand in the back of a van, so that's weird. You know what I mean? Like, you mean the breaking and enterer that you just sent in?
Yeah.
So, anyways, it was just a lot of, and then, he, you know, again, like I said, he turned bitch when he got beat up and then wants to sue everybody. I thought that was, like, weak sauce. You know what I mean?
I just found the whole thing just kind of like a lame distraction, I guess.
Yeah, no, it would have been good had it
well, I thought it was going to be, when he first came on. It was a lame
distraction because
nothing happened.
Like, the middle six episodes, he's not even barely mentioned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I thought that he was...
I thought it was going to be cooler. I
thought he was going to have a much bigger role in the season, but it turns out he's literally there just for a little bit of filler for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
When you really didn't need any filler. But anywho, so there's, you know, a couple of clients that come to Jessica for help, and she kind of, I don't want to say blows them off, but she kind of figures, man, this dude kind of crazy. I don't, you know, this clearly isn't truth. You know what I mean? But
that guy ruled.
Yeah, right. but then some of these people end up, she finds out, oh, they weren't just talking shit. He really is in trouble. Oh, and now he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I mean, you might as well give up the portion where he also came in claiming he was super powered, but he can't actually ever use him unless he's, like, scared or something.
Yeah.
But he wasn't scared at the time.
I was waiting for her to be like, boo.
Yeah, but then when he gets scared later, he actually does show that he has some moves to make.
Right.
So,
which also catches the attention of Trish, who is still investigating the IGH stuff, and they believe pretty quickly... I want to say by the second episode, they are on the lookout for this Dr. Kozlov, yep. who was, you know, supposedly responsible for a lot of these, I guess you can say, superhumans.
Kozlov.
That's what it says right here.
Really? I thought it was this guy, Malice. No? Maybe not. Where does it say Kozlov?
Well, his name is Carl.
Yeah, Carl Malice.
Oh, well, then who's Kozlov?
Well, I don't know. Isn't that a different movie?
No. It's in second episode. Jessica sets out to find Dr. Kozlov and makes a startling discovery.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's a different doctor.
Yeah. So there must have been something. Yeah, he was the guy that gave up Carl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Spoilers. Anywho, moving along, the majority of the season, you find out the person that's killing all these people and the guy... And the person she's with is Carl. And it turns out it's Jessica's mother. Dun, dun, dun.
So this gets back to my whole thing once again for the 100th time. Every single one of these movies, with shows. The exception of, well, I'm just all the stuff, all the extended cinematic universe, everything. I'm getting tired of the my exact opposite. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and Killmonger was the same. I mean, he was great. Don't get me wrong. But it's a dude with the exact same powers as Black Panther. You know what I mean? Like,
huh?
All of these movies and shows and everything. Like the first season of this series, you know, you had Kilgrave, who is a complete, it's a totally different entity, so it was an interesting battle of, let's just call it Brain versus the Brawn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, or like in the latest Spider-Man, you know, you got the Vulture. You know what I mean? Spider-Man normally has many, I mean, until Venom came along, he didn't have
an exact opposite.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yin and Yang, so to speak.
Yeah. So, and now it's like every single thing, like Winter Soldier. That's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. Like, Winter Soldier's the greatest movie of all time.
It's the easiest way to, you know, we don't have to think when you're writing these stories. And when you're writing 47 stories at a time and they all have to be out tomorrow.
Well, again.
You know, if I got a guy that can fly, here's a stronger guy that can fly. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but like, here's 60 years of comic book backup I can give you. Believe me, there's other dudes.
Oh, no, I'm not saying there's not.
Like, every Iron Man movie basically was super lame like that. You know, the last one was the only time they changed the villain up, and they actually did it in such a piss-poor fashion it almost broke Marvel. You know what I mean? So, the first one, another Iron Man. Second one, another kind of Iron Man that turned into another Iron Man with a legion of Iron Men. Well, that's weird. You know what I mean? So, it's just, I'm just getting a little tired of the, we have the same powers, and this is awesome.
Same powers, except the enemy's always stronger, but they always lose in the end.
Yeah, they're a little stronger, but they rage too much or something. I don't know. Who cares?
So, 4 by Mike.
Yep.
Anywho, so yeah, you find out that the guy who created Jessica, he also saved his, her mother, but things didn't go exactly the way they did with Jessica, where she has powers, but she is 100% in control. Whereas her mother, when she gets enraged or, you know, slightly even ticked off, she can't control it and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, she just goes into like a blood rage or something. It's not even very, not even overly specific on it, other than she has like a mental condition. So,
right.
I mean, which I get it, and that was actually fine. I wish, I mean, and there is a variation, obviously, of the power, but basically they're just both super powered, like super strong.
Yeah.
So it's not anything super special.
Right.
They could have did. To be honest, I don't know if the mom has a comic book presence as having powers like that. To be honest, I sort of doubt it, but maybe. And maybe they pulled that right out of a comic book. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that all in every comic book character has their equal in almost every scenario, but again, there's like so many different villains to pull from. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just keep seeing two guys shoot webs at each other or what have you.
Right. You know,
it gets a little stale, that's all. I mean, this show was more of there was more of a story going on, so it wasn't just about the particular, you know, two broads punching each other in the face. You know what I mean? So that worked out good. Even though they both punch each other in the face like once or twice.
Yeah, they do.
So.
Well, since we're, I guess, on the subject of mom, I
found Kozlov, by the way.
I will start off with saying that when they first brought her out and she was, like, murdering people and running around beating everything up, I was, like, super, like, they casted this so wrong because this woman cannot fucking throw a punch to save her life. But a few episodes later, I'm just thinking, I'm like, you know what? She's not supposed to be able to throw a punch. She's just a fucking mom. You know what I mean? Yeah. She's not trained, so okay. Now, okay, I kind of like this lady. You know what I mean?
It really
like,
does.
At first,
make
I was like,
sense,
Jesus Christ, she's such not a mom.
Yeah.
But then at the end, I'm like, oh my God, it's because she is nothing but a mom.
Right. She's supposed to have no idea what she's basically
A, capable of, and B, how to really utilize stuff. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's not like she's, I mean, can't expect her to do a roundhouse. You know,
right?
What I mean?
Exactly. But you know, when they
first wanted her to,
exactly. Well, that's how they always have it, where they go, oh, this guy's super badass, and he whips out like a fucking triple indie fucking roundhouse. Yeah, right. You know, but she like throws a punch like a girl. You know what right. I mean? She runs like a girl, and that's what I love about Jessica too, is because she's kind of the same way.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she doesn't. Kind of funny, but I mean, they're never properly trained in any kind of combat. So after a couple of episodes, I'm like, yeah, I'm being too critical here. This is ridiculous. She's mm-hmm. supposed to be a mom, and in the mom sense, she's doing pretty fucking good. Okay. Mm. And speaking of moms, you were mentioning in the final episode that like they pretty much crushed the casting with Trish's mom mm-hmm. because she is so much the like ugh. I'm living, you know, my yeah. crushed dreams through my daughter.
Yep.
Oh my God, is
she's so good. And I mean, it's like Joffrey in Game of Thrones. Like everybody, that's like the most universally hated character in anything that there ever was. But that's because he's fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
As much as I don't want to admit it, and in this show, you literally want to slap the shit out of Rebecca De Mornay.
Yep.
But that's because she's so perfect. And I don't know if, like, I don't know, but she is honestly, like, just nails it every time she opens her big mouth.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like she's just got something stupid to say that is just ignorant, overprotective, and insulting all at the same time. Like, I don't know.
Pretty much.
And Trish, I actually, I love her.
Yeah, I mean, she was good in season one. I'm not trying to say she wasn't. But in season two, wow. I mean, I don't know. I feel like she was, I don't want to say like the star or whatever, but she really kind of broke through a little bit
mm-hmm.
In this season. And I don't want to give away all of the reasons why. But,
well, see, and I thought in the first season, you know, she went through that I'm a victim, I'm going to train myself scenario.
Yep.
And I thought that that's how she was going to get into her final form. You know what I mean? So it's actually this season that got her to, which will be her final form.
Next season.
Hopefully for season three, which hopefully doesn't take as many years as it took for season two. But I don't know if they're going to do another Defender season or what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what held up Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Defenders, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, all of those things happened in the meantime.
I wonder if they're going to do another Luke Cage and or Iron Fist.
I need another Luke Cage season.
I would like one, yeah. Actually, the only problem is they killed What's-His-Face.
Oh, yeah. Good old What's-His-Face. Yeah, he was dope. He was.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Because he was the star of that show.
Yeah, no, I mean the guy that plays Luke Cage, what's his name? Michael Coltier? Coltier? He's actually awesome. I actually...
Sweet Christmas.
The whole, the whole, what's it called, Iron Fist thing sort of started to grow on me. I wouldn't mind another season just so I could see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't love the first season. I didn't hate the first season, but I liked him in Defenders. So... I'd like another season of everything.
The best part about Defenders was him and Luke Cage fighting each other all the time.
It was actually pretty good.
We can move on to, I guess, the mad scientist, waha, Dr. Carl Malice, who is played by Callum Keith Renee. Is that right?
Yeah, he's awesome, and you'd recognize him.
100% you'll recognize him. And every time he's in something, I'm like, dude, this guy needs to be in more stuff.
Yeah,
and
he really does. He's actually pretty good.
He generally is in a lot of stuff, but he was big. And if you remember, if anyone's watched the show Californication, he yep. was the rock star or whatever yep. that
loved him
they
that.
Always hung out. Oh, he was the best.
Yeah, he ruled.
Apparently, he's in The Man in the High Castle, but I can't place him in that right now. But no one else has watched that but me, so.
I watched a couple episodes and I sort of trailed off. So yeah, there's some other things going on in the episode. In the season. I don't think we need to like get into the whole Carrie Ann Moss side story.
No, although it is a little interesting. But
it's noteworthy because it gets basically Malcolm ends up sort of branching on his own when Jessica goes on her like vendetta, and Carrie Ann Moss has a lot of things going on in her life, and it affords Malcolm the opportunity to prove his worth in the PI biz. And so in that aspect, it's a huge part of the story. Also, Jessica has a new building superintendent. I forget his name as well. What was it? Oscar. And they have a friendly relationship. Well, not so friendly relationship. And that's noteworthy as well. Simpson comes back. That's also noteworthy as well.
Yes.
Because they actually, when the mom's running around town, they thought it was him for a hot second. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and that's noteworthy because the formula he was using on himself to keep himself up, Trish started using to build herself so she could be a stronger, you know, superhuman to some degree. And her relationship with Malcolm then, there really was a lot of stuff going on in this season. So it's too many things to talk about.
Plus, we don't want to give a ton of stuff away.
Yeah, and it's fleshed out pretty well, though. So it's you know, to be honest, this isn't anywhere near as like action-packed as The Punisher, which we're season two of that while we're talking, or Daredevil being the more action-packed of the series, I believe.
Yeah, this
Luke Cage had some action. And to be honest, Iron Fist had some action. To be honest, the action in Iron Fist was sort of, whatever. But this one is not as action-packed as you would think.
No.
So, but the story keeps you into it.
She's a drunken private eye, you know what I mean? Like, she's not a superhero, whereas Daredevil, he's a superhero.
Yeah, he's out doing stuff.
He's going to be fighting, you know what I mean? Luke Cage was a little more story-driven. Jessica Jones is more story-driven, but it's supposed to be, you know what I mean? And that's one of the reasons I think this show would cross lines into... For people who are like, ugh, superhero stuff. Like, that's why I think people like that would really enjoy a show like this. Yeah, I just think it crosses lines and brings people together. Although I will say, and like I said, I don't want to give away a ton of shit about the season because I do want you to discover a lot of it on your own. But I will, if, you know, unless, of course, you have zero soul, you'll probably spend a lot of the season like I was going, Jesus Christ, how much shit can they put this girl through before she just fucking snaps? Because let me tell you, they fucking run Jessica Jones through the ringer in just about every episode. And it's like, any normal person would have been curled up in the fetus position a long fucking time ago.
No, that's actually for sure.
And you genuinely start to feel bad, like, holy shit, man. Like,
yeah, can't this bitch catch a break?
Right? It's fucking brutal, but
I got a blow around here.
Right. It's written so well. And it's really, once you get past the fact that her mom is supposed to just be a mom and she's not supposed to know how to fight, like idiots like me who are like, she can't throw a punch.
Yeah, honestly, I was kind of fine with it from the very beginning, and only because it wasn't that I thought she couldn't throw a punch, but it was like I said, she's more just like Frankenstein. Frankenstein can't fight.
She's not supposed to be a villain.
Frankenstein wasn't a kung fu master. He's just a big lumbering goofball that, you know, cracks skulls. That's what she is, except for she's not 6'3", or 6'9", or whatever he is. But you know what I'm saying? So that's all she is. She's just a rage monster more than anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she's not technically, supposed to, quote-unquote, be a villain. It's more of a just, like, she has some shit, she can't control it. And the one guy that can keep her under control.
Yeah, there was a whole story with that, which was pretty impressive as well.
Right.
So, I mean, like I said, there's a character depth is in no short supply here. Like, no. They really flesh all the people out. All the way to, like I said, Malcolm's spotlighted. Trish is spotlighted. Even Trish's mom is more in the show than you probably think she should be. But she's pretty good, so that's great. And the new cop was pretty good too.
Oh, the yeah cop, yeah he was a cool you'll guy. Recognize him too.
Yeah, he's from some stuff. There's a lot of people you'll spot. And like I said, Carrie Ann Moss's character has so much stuff going on that she could almost at this point have her own series, to be honest, with all the
lawyer
crossover
stuff
she's been doing. Same with, like, I mean, we didn't get any Rosario Dawson in this one, but Rosario Dawson's got so many things going on with so many different characters at this point as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Detective Costa. John Ventimiglia is the character. He was from, you know, he was in The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, if anyone watch that, you know what I mean? You'll know him. Looking down, I don't see much else that I've seen. A lot of stuff I've been told I should see, but yeah, nothing I've actually watched. I really don't want to say much else. I mean, we kind of covered all the touched most of the bases.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say much else other than the fact that I don't know if I could have enjoyed it more. You know, I mean, it's pretty spot on. Blew through it pretty quickly, and I am happy. And I will even score it right now. And I'll score it. I'm gonna give it 8.5. Like I really enjoyed it. I don't remember what I gave the first season, but when you watch them put her through the ringer, and then like all the side stories that all like they literally flesh out a lot of characters in this season, and I think they did a great job doing it. So,
I think I am
an 8. Actually,
is that a question or?
Yep, 8 for me.
Well, there you have it. Season 2 of Jessica Jones, a nice rounded out 16.5 out of 20. Right?
Sounds even lower now.
I know. It's because you fucked it up. no, but...
Well, that's why I keep talking about the 10 scale. You know, if we'd have both gave it 4 out of 5, everyone would be like, whoa.
Right.
So that's you only say like 8 out of 10. Meh. You know what I mean? 16 out of 20.
Right. No, yeah, it's definitely, if you like the first season, there's no reason you won't like this season. And they, I don't know if anyone's paying attention, but they have been, they announced season 3 like a week ago, so yay, that's going to happen. So
did they say when it's coming out? They didn't give any info?
Everybody on the Twittens or Instagrams were like, hey, hopefully it doesn't take another fucking year and a half or whatever. You know, everyone was kind of talking shit about that, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone seems to like the show, so, I mean, if you don't, there must be something wrong with you.
I'm trying to think if that guy's... I was just looking it up to see if he is Milo Ventimiglia's dad. It's spelled the exact same way. We'll talk about that later because we'll be talking about Milo in our C2E2 podcast coming up.
Which actually is coming up before this, so if you've already listened to that, you'll already know the answer to this.
Snap.
What? That's how time travel works, ladies and gents.
Welcome to the future, motherfuckers.
I wish I could have ended it there, but I still got to do my, like, run out. So, anyway, you can find me on Twitter at XorcinX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find all of our stuff at ReviewandRoast.com or ComicRoast.com for all the podcasts. And you can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. And, I don't think we got anything special coming up. We might be doing some mini micro cons, so we'll keep you posted if we do that. But if not, have a good week.